originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and that can only mean three things.
Number one, it is 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Number two, you're sitting in front of your computer.
Watching the internet. Miraculously unfold before your eyes. And a part of that is...
Number three, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
And good evening, everybody. I'm your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am the irrefutable Claude Balls.
And you'll be joining us, I should say, and maybe we'll be joining you. I'm not sure how that works out. For the next 2 hours while we kind of do our thing.
That's right. We're doing our thing. This is our thing.
This thing is our thing. It's not
you listening is your thing.
Yes, and that's your thing. And that's just as good as our thing, because it's your thing. Like, this is our thing.
That's right. So now we've got that cleared up. Welcome to the show.
All right. Hey,
how are we doing? Call 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
We don't have the phone lines till later now.
Well, I want to get a head start.
After last week, we really need it. Real quick, why don't we cover the basics right now? Spankwagon.net is where you can go to find out about us and about the show, and you can also listen in. Don't forget, if you go to spankwagon.net, you can also click on the cam and chat. It's a little different than before. If you go over to the site, it's in the left-hand column. It's underneath where it says next show, as today's date, the time, you know. You'll see cam/chat. Go ahead and click on that nice link. That'll allow you to chat with us online. Chat room for all you leet people is irc.slashnet.org. Room is /LV Rocks. It can also give you the webcam if Claude ever brings it up.
Oh, yeah.
So you can also watch us because we're part of this internet thing, which is wonderfully interactive.
It's the way of the future. The internet is.
The internet is the way of the future. Absolutely is. So that's
soon
how you guys...
the internet will help you do everything from balancing your checkbooks to playing Mortal Kombat with a friend in Vietnam.
Would your friend's name be a chance be Liu Kang, just out of curiosity?
You're so funny.
I just have to ask. Really?
I don't know. Is Liu Kang a Chinese name, a Cantonese name, a Vietnamese name, or a bastardized Americanized name?
Probably it's going to be a bastardized Americanized name. Well, no. I mean, who created the series, the Mortal Kombat series?
I'm just curious. Is that Chinese for, like, Laquisha or something, you know?
In other words, it's a super generic name. Or
generic, my ass. Super made up.
Super made up. Thank you. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm thinking generics. You're thinking made up. By the way, if you're listening to us from one of our fine syndicates, either LVRocks.com or Radio306.com.
The pride of Saskatoon is back.
We really appreciate you tuning in, and
we do
need you to stick with us for the next few hours.
One day I'll make it up there to Canada.
You know, one of these days I may do it.
In the summer, of course, when it's
thawed. Yeah. Then when Canada thaws out, it's like an ant farm, you know. Everything just freezes in place, and then it thaws out, and commerce commences. I mean, that has to happen, right?
Commerce commences. Hurry up and buy. We got a lot of catching up to do, eh?
I'm assuming that's how it works. I don't know.
Commerce begins.
Commerce commences.
That's great, dude. You make Canada into a gigantic farmer's market.
Oh, great. That means there's a lot of bad drivers.
Half of Toronto was taken out today when the old folks' home had an elderly outing to the farmer's market. Commerce was temporarily suspended for the entire
commerce.
Country.
Commerce stops. Commerce goes. I don't know. I don't know anything about Canada. A?
That's neither do I. Does that stop me?
Regretfully, no. Maybe it should sometime. Anywho.
Canada. Wow. Wow, that should be their advertising campaign.
What's that?
Canada, wow.
Canada, wow. Sort of like a, I can't believe it's Canada, wow.
I can't believe it's not America. There we go. Do you ever see the Kids in the Hall?
Yeah.
The most memorable skits I ever saw. Who's that guy, dude? I want to say Dave McCulloch. He's like the blonde guy, looks like Scott Evil, hosts the Vegas poker
right,
show.
Right.
They had him some skit where he's in a different country. He goes, I'm from Canada. And the guy is like, Canada? He goes, yes, I'm Canadian. It's like an American without a gun.
Nice. Virtual wants to know, where's the camera-only link at? Well, there is no such thing as camera-only. It's kind of an all-in-one package.
It's cam and chat.
It's cam and chat. By the way, Virtual One is chatting with us through the IRC.
The internet. Room. Internet relay chat, IRC.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Born many years ago. We
Born
now
88.
Use it.
Not many years ago. It doesn't, like, predate everything else.
It predates God. It's chat.
No.
I don't think so. Your deity's only ASL. I'm Jehovah.
ASL.
God damn. God goes cyber.
Yeah, but, you know, Mary catches him on an online chat room. What are you doing?
I said God, not Jesus.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I said Jehovah, not Yahweh.
You know what? I get a little confused here.
Speaking
and there.
Of crazy people named Yahweh.
You know, funny thing you should mention that, because it's, we're going to have to pitch another show when we talk about this guy.
Oh, man.
An LV Rock show has him booked.
No way.
Yes way.
Well, I'll be listening into that.
So will I.
You want to talk about that now?
Well, we can talk about it. I got plenty of stuff here.
There's this guy named he's a self-proclaimed prophet named Yahweh. He calls himself the prophet Yahweh. Which
now
is like Hebrew for Jesus.
No, this isn't the first guy that does. As a matter of fact, there was like one guy I remember down in Florida that did this and like conned people out of thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. So, Lord knows there's a lot of crackheads out there. So
in a couple of days, and yes, he looks like a crackhead, dude. He's like someone did plastic surgery on Beetlejuice.
Nice.
That's the best way I can describe it, dude.
So, anyhow, this Yahweh guy.
He claims that he can summon UFOs on command.
Now, supposedly he did this act in front of a news camera. Mm-hmm. I have not seen the footage I'm skepticism
that
abound.
That is the first I've heard of that.
Yeah, skepticism abound. Supposedly he's done this. I don't know, you know, what's going on, so.
Yes, but he claims. It's coming up soon. What day is it?
I don't know, actually. It's going to be on Daily Noise once they actually are working on getting a book. Are you talking about his showing or his UFO appearance?
The UFOs.
I don't know. But I don't. Yeah, you got to Google for this one. So he's doing that right now, Claude's on the internet, which he so eloquently.
Damn it, dude, I spelled it right.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, you know what he looks like? Take Bobby McFerrin, put a turban on him, and a button that you can buy at like some indie music store in the dead center of the turban.
Visitors area. Prophet Yahweh has resurrected the lost ancient art of summoning UFOs and actual spaceships on command.
Wait.
It's an ancient art?
Wait, UFOs and actual
spaceships?
As opposed to what? Does that mean the shuttle's going to like just all of a sudden show up?
Apparently.
By chance, is he going to do this in Florida just to help him along?
No. Las Vegas.
Oh, of course he's going to come. Is he in Vegas now?
I think he's coming out. He's either here or he will be here soon because it's coming up real soon. He's supposed to summon UFOs that are going to like hang all over the
What about
sky.
Kreskin? Kreskin supposedly said that a bunch of UFOs were going to show up 2 years ago.
I'm glad you bring up Kreskin.
Okay,
The amazing Kreskin.
Supposedly clairvoyant, yada, yada, yada. The amazing Kreskin about a year or two ago, I think it was 2 years ago, had hundreds of people suckered into going out to the desert. Big party. Pretty fun time.
Yeah, outside of Silverton.
Yeah, outside of Silverton.
And what happened was he promised that a UFO would appear, or that people would see UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
And one person swore up and down they saw a spaceship fly across. Therefore, he goes, see, I told you, somebody saw one. Neener, neener, neener.
Yeah, and
I got your money.
And he gets away with it.
Speaking of this,
but Anyhow, yeah.
To see Prophet's live and pre-recorded UFO summonings. Enter and purchase your $7.95 pass.
$7.95?
If you've got a pass, don't log in above in the news media area. Instead, go inside and click on the, quote, broadcasts link to log in and see the UFOs.
Why am I going to...
Be advised, Yahweh and his angels are superhuman beings on other planets who fly in spaceships.
And this guy is taking himself way too serious.
Jesus, let only Yahweh be praised forevermore. Copyrighted 2005 Prophet Yahweh Incorporated.
That's scam. By the way, if you want to check out the link on your own free time,
ProphetYahweh.com.
Spell that shit.
Okay, it's ProphetYahweh.com.
Yeah, so there you go, ProphetYahweh.com. And this guy is, I'm sorry.
Table of contents. UFOs and spaceships appear on my signal, my vow of poverty, and the reason why I summon sightings.
Okay, wait. Poverty means not clean shaven. Or not clean shaven, but clean cut.
Apparently, poverty is affording this guy a turban and shit.
And matching turban with his smock.
Ah, this is great. I love this. As a result of this commitment to Yahweh, spaceships and UFOs are appearing on a consistent, not guaranteed, consistent basis, almost without fail.
Almost without fail.
Well, it didn't happen this time, sorry.
Oh, there's a catch-22 for a crackpot.
Let's see. Ooh, visitors sign up for my newsletter. Quick, give me the address of somebody you don't like.
Claude dot...
No.
You started to type shit. You started to type shit. That's
who else you know named Claude? Your Prophet Yahweh, dude. He's got a Vegas P.O. box.
Oh, my God. So he can go to, like, a Postal Plus and get that shit.
Oh, wow.
Prophet Yahweh, seer of Yahweh.
Wow, look at this guy, too, man. He's, like, decked out with some nice fucking shoes.
This is
That's not poverty to me, man. Look at this guy, man. Granted, he looks like the fucking maitre d' at Habib's, man, but this guy ain't poor. That's for sure.
Head out to the Mediterranean Cafe. Mediterranean, you idiot.
No. Yeah, Mediterranean.
Not Iranian Cafe.
Iranian
Head
cafe.
Out to the Iranian Cafe. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wait, Iranian, not Iraqi, my bad. Wow, so Prophet Yahweh, he claims UFOs
will bring
appear.
UFOs to
he
the
He will
masses.
Signal them. He will summon them.
I don't believe it. I really don't. I mean, I suspend a lot of disbelief. You know, but that...
Okay, fine. Let's play devil's advocate here.
Okay, let's play devil's advocate. What kind of...
Why do you not believe in Yahweh?
Oh, no. Let's stay time out here. I don't trust a Yahweh that it's incorporated. Something about that screams fake.
He's financially got his shit in order. His poverty is well organized.
His poverty, yes, his forced poverty is a very well organized and well off poverty.
Only one thing could have made me like laugh even
I
more.
Bet, I
that
bet
was like an LLC.
Limited liability corporation. God. But you know, that means that somebody has to be paying something. You know, there has to be like a church or collections plate. So there are people who are legitimately poor. Giving money to a collections plate for bullshit.
And this guy has sworn poverty, and he takes all his money and puts it into a bank account.
Puts it all into a very nice bank account that when he's done swearing off poverty, he can retire.
Exactly.
You know, he'll have all this money to retire on. I'm sure poverty comes in CDs and Roth IRAs.
Yeah. I am poor. I just simply solicit money from my bank account. Like those guys, they did that one time. They followed like some
homeless
guy home.
No, no, no. His bank account is a donation collector.
Ah, yes.
So that's how you know. That's how he writes it off.
The
Everything
e-electronic
in that bank
plate.
Yeah, the e-electronic plate. You know, only thing he is missing is actually having like a PayPal account.
PayPal. Hold on, let's find out.
Okay.
I don't want to.
Find out. No, let's find out this dick has a PayPal account.
Let's see. Start.
Start. Table of contents. Do we have to read all this? Get a prepaid Visa and MasterCard to purchase your membership?
Wow.
Holy crap.
He's advertising,
Wow,
dude.
What a nice scam. Get number six, get a prepaid Visa MasterCard.
Okay, let's start at the beginning. Number one, UFOs and spaceships appear on my signal. Number two, my vow of poverty and the reason why I summon sightings.
Ching.
Number three, all sightings donated royalty-free to the public domain.
Give me that money, sucker.
Benefits of number four, benefits of becoming a member of my broadcast area. Okay, I got to see this.
Give me some money, sucker.
I strongly recommend that you become a member of the broadcast area of my site. Very soon, all my streaming will be
I will come out and kill you.
Yes, they will be encoded in several formats from 150K to full screen, high definition standard, 4.3 or 16.9 watt.
This guy's pretty
wind screen modes.
Wait, this guy's a pretty well technical.
Wind screen modes.
Oh, never mind.
As a member, you can do the following. You can be able to view my live and pre-recorded videos of Yahweh's UFOs.
Pre-recorded means edited in post. This thing's going to look cheesier than a sci-fi original movie.
We do have a post, unlike Sprinkwagon. Also, you'll be able to view my mainstream sightings, television productions, regardless of what city, state, or country you live in on Earth.
Oh, nice.
You live in on Earth.
I love this one. Because of this, you'll be able to follow me to other cities, states, and countries as I take my summoning productions on the road.
Okay, first off, Fish and Grateful Dead, fans of nut jobs. Oh, there's that word again. Nut jobs, follow them. Hey, man, I'm following the dead. So what do you do for a living?
Follow the dead.
I do drugs. I follow the dead. That's all I do, man. Crackpot.
It gets better. It gets better.
Oh, God.
I know. How could this possibly get better?
Tell me how.
In the members-only area, my site will be bonus footage, director cuts, and behind-the-scenes video clips.
No. See, director's cuts and behind-the-scenes have burned us badly with Suburban High Life. Burned
Jesus.
Us badly. Okay? So, no. Okay, keep.
God, that reminds me. We were watching that. You paid for this video, so we got your money right here. Ha ha. Fuck you.
That was classic.
That was funny.
Anywho.
Between mainstream television productions, I will produce special UFO documentaries for my members only.
Okay. Wait. Does George Knapp know about this guy? Because George Knapp loves UFO chasing.
Well, he's going to be on Art Bell's Coast to Coast, or at least...
I thought Art Bell was off the air.
Well, it's Coast to Coast. I thought it was Art Bell, but anyhow. Also, you will be able to view the testimonies of people who come to witness me call down UFOs and spaceships and their descriptions of the sightings.
Yep, I saw him. He was wearing this all-black get-up and this whole little do-rag on top of his head. You see, he kept saying, "Here, UFO, UFO, UFO." I didn't understand what he exactly meant by going, "Here, UFO, UFO, UFO." But I saw him do it. That's my testimony, amen.
Little pile of fucking like bird seed right there with a sign that says alien seed.
Yep.
Finally, as a member, you'll be able to download high-quality sightings videos, even high-definition 16.9 wind screen downloads. There's that word again.
These wind screens.
What's a
wind screen? I mean, I know a wind screen blocks wind, but I didn't know you could actually like use it for seeing things.
Oh, God. All sightings done becoming a member. My broadcast membership fee is only $7.95 per month.
Per month. I mean,
get a prepaid Visa MasterCard to purchase your membership. What you need to view my UFO broadcast.
Click on the what you need to view.
How to become a broadcast member. What you need to view. You want to see that?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. We are a PYAH.net site that's powered by Abcast Technology. To view a broadcast, you need the free Abcast plugin in Windows Media Player.
Proprietary. Wow. Trackable. Traceable. Monitorable. Proprietary software. Crackpot.
But Prophet Yahweh said...
Yeah, but Prophet Yahweh said for $7.95.
Hey, we can contact him. Oh, he doesn't have a phone.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I'm sorry, though. He has prophetyahweh.com, right?
Yeah.
And he has a yahoo.com email address and a gmail.com email address.
Wait a second. Let's find out who owns Prophet Yahweh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are doing an internet tactic called Who Is. It's brought to you by anybody who does domain name registration. You can go into Who Is, like such as Network Solutions.
Who's bringing this shit to us right now.
And find out, who's doing. And find out who really owns this name.
I will laugh so fucking...
what are you doing logging off?
Oops. I will laugh so hard if this shit's like in the Caribbean. Search, I command ye.
It's like bringing down UFOs here. Jesus. Okay, Yahweh. Sunnyvale, California.
Hey, admin phone number is area code 702-966-0303. Give Prophet Yahweh a call and let him know.
Yeah, it's that same post office box, too, so who knows where the phone number goes to.
That's the 89127. What side of town is that?
I don't know.
You think we should call Prophet Yahweh?
I don't know.
I'm tempted. It's tempting. Don't you want to find out, man? Your life could change.
I don't have the $7.95 on me.
Maybe he could, like, summon a UFO to the LV Rock Studios.
Oh, I think the studio's seen a lot more unidentifiable objects than UFOs.
Yes, I know. Specifically the penis pump that was in the drawer to my right.
That's kind of an unnerving thing. You work in a radio studio and you open up a drawer looking for, like, pens and pencils. And you find
I was looking for, like, paper clips, dude. There's penis a big pump. Penis pump
the
right
fuck?
There.
What kind of an office supply store has that?
You got questions, we got answers. Oh, wait, that's a Radio Shack. Oops, not
Office Max. I thought that was you got questions, we have cell phones.
Yeah.
Jesus
What's
Christ.
What's
well, Hollywood here.
Dude, you look like The Rock, dude.
You look like the fucking Rock.
Wow.
Hey, he's joined the cult. By the way, put the glasses back on and look into... Give me the cam, would you? Look into that cam there.
Look at that cam.
Put your damn glasses on.
Put the glasses on.
Okay. Just look at that cam.
Yeah. No, look at the cam. Let them smell what the Flying J is cooking.
Duck a little, because your head's, like, cut off. Holy crap. I mean, what is this? You come in all Hollywood looking. And you bought an iPod Mini. Nice. You know what? 4 gig, I mean... You know, you really ought to talk into the
surprised.
Mic. No, that
talk into the mic.
That mic is dead, dude. That's all set. I had to disconnect that. Should be 4. But, yeah, join the mic.
God. It's a one-sided conversation, dude.
Everybody knows what we're talking about, but no one knows what you're talking about.
So you got
about.
An iPod Blue. Hey, crack it open. Let's take a look
no,
at it.
No, it's his toy. He gets to crack it open.
Well, I figured I'd wait.
The iPod Minis are really cool, you know? Although, I will have to say, this little thing is the fucking bomb.
You've got, you, know you have
I
a replay.
Was gonna
I, have
get
the,
that.
I have the shuffle.
I was going to get that, but it, you know what? I looked, and I was like, damn. You know what? Let me just fucking go.
Just get an iPod, yeah.
Yeah. Let me just get a fucking
iPod. I mean, I like my iPod. I got a regular. I got the 15 gig.
Is there like a green light on here?
Yeah, when you turn it on, here.
Turn it on. Oh, okay. I knew there was a green light.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was very nice.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
except for the first generation, we have like one of each every fucking iPod.
Yeah, I had to ditch my old Creative Labs one there, you know.
Oh, what happened?
It just wasn't working out. It
wasn't very creative.
It wasn't as cool.
Yeah. Exactly.
Basically,
now, this is a creative symbol.
Creative so. Labs gave
him
zero
status. I
was going
to say, you bought that to go like work out with the game women's attention, didn't you?
Yeah, like a motherfucker.
He's going to be like playing Eye of the Tiger.
You got some scissors? I figured I'd be cracking this with you guys, you know, since what the hell. I waited. I wanted to open it up so bad. I was like, you know.
Well, thanks for waiting for the show. By the way, everybody, on the new mic, on the mic is Flying J.
What up? Yes.
Hollywood Flying J.
He falls out.
You got to see the webcam on this one. All right. Switching gears, because we do that frequently. All right, while Flying J is open to that, I got a news article.
He's preoccupied for a few minutes.
And Claude, yeah. Claude, I'm going to give you this phone number. I'll just, here, just look at it here.
1-866.
No. Look at this one here. You know, we're going to talk about the suicide hotline.
Okay.
That is fucking tight, man.
You like that, don't you?
Like a motherfucker.
He likes his iPod, folks. Blue.
You have a mini. You have that blue anodized.
You know, it took me like 20 minutes to decide between the green or the blue.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Blue, you know you want
more masculine.
I wanted the pink.
Yeah, I know
he's more masculine.
Pink. He wanted to show his effeminate side to attract the women.
Yeah, have you actually noticed that iPod
kind of a queer looking blue though.
It's not queer, dude.
It is.
Nah, that's sensitive. The green is queer looking.
I like that.
Green.
That looks good though.
The green matches the Volkswagen Beetle.
Yes, it does. The
that's
blue though,
queer.
I like the blue. It's a nice anodized look. Yes, there are cables in there. You just got to hunt for them.
Yeah.
All right. So while Claude's working this, I'm going to go over this story. Now, this is a suicide hotline in Canada. I don't know if anybody here has heard about this, but the suicide hotline in Canada is now only open from 9 a.m. in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. A Canadian province will shut its 24-hour suicide hotline and replace it one that operates only during business hours. Prince Edward Island, a small province in Canada's east coast, says it's too expensive to operate the hotline around the clock. So starting June 1st, it'll be open only between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. So if you want to kill yourself, keep it in banker's hours.
Yes.
Okay?
Well, that's the only time I want to kill myself.
Just keep it in banker's hours. Now, Claude, you got that number ready?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't we go ahead? Let's finish and get that last one. And you hit the last number ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, get the phone turned on.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask someone to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6. If you are paranoid, we know what you are and what you want. Stay on the line and we'll trace your call.
Oh.
If you're delusional, press 7 and your call will be transferred to the mothership. If you are schizophrenic, listen carefully and a small voice will tell you which number to press. If you are depressive, it doesn't matter which number you press, no one will answer you. If you are dyslexic, press 69696969. If you have a nervous disorder, please fidget with the hash key until the beep. After the beep, please wait for the beep. If you have a short-term memory loss, please try your call again later. And if you have low self-esteem, hang up. All our operators are too busy to talk to you.
I like it.
So that's Canada's healthcare system.
That's socialized medicine right there for you. Not only do they put their 24-hour suicide hotline on banker's hours, but they give you that guy.
Wow.
Nice.
It's pretty fucked up.
Jay, you going to join the conversation?
He's fucking. Yes. He's got a toy, dude.
He's got a toy, and he's all into it. Diggs here says,
iPod.
"On
I'm sorry."
Diggs in the chat room goes, "You know that he had to get the cheapie." So
yeah, I did. I did. But.
Oh, hey, wait, scroll up. Diggs, I think, is talking about this in studio guest that we're calling a straight out crackpot.
Say what?
Yes, he is. Diggs, what do you know about the Yahweh? And he's on Monday. Okay, we'll definitely have to say.
Tune in, please.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to give. Definitely gonna have to tune in on that one. I'm gonna be at work, so I'll be tuning in from work listening to this.
That's gonna be great, dude.
So thank you, Diggs. Thank
Prophet
you for
Yahweh.
Prophet Yahweh, crackpot Yahweh.
It's pretty.
For $7.95, you too can see me summons my wife UFOs.
I think we should still call Prophet Yahweh.
Well, we got the number, the 702-966-0303.
How you turn this shit off?
You don't. You just let it go off. Okay.
You don't want to call?
Try it again, okay. Yeah, anyway, why not?
Yahweh!
I'm not getting shit.
It's like a little flask of whiskey.
I'm not getting anything
I'm
over the headset.
Oh, wow.
Shit, why am I not getting
anything? Oh, that's too bad. That's pretty cool. He actually leaves a message. Says, thank you for calling Prophet Yahweh. I'm not at the phone right now. Please leave a message. I wonder if he knows you're going to call.
I knew you were calling. Yeah.
Yeah, he knew we were calling, so.
He just doesn't want to talk to you.
Get a mic down there so everybody else can hear this.
You can't get this shit to work?
No.
Dude,
the studio engineer twisted a bunch of knobs earlier. So.
Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear.
I can hear.
Talk into the clip.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, he just talked into the mic stand there. Fucking Tone Loke?
Let's do it. I predict you'll be getting a wild thing.
What? It's either Tone Loke or someone with a stuttering habit.
This is Prophet Yahweh.
Fred Sanford and shit.
I need $50 to make you holla. I get paid to do the wild thing. So it's Prophet Yahweh. Give him a call. Tell him Spank Wagon Radio gives a shout out. Show your solidarity for us. I encourage everyone to call Prophet Yahweh.
No more.
Area
no
code
more.
702.
No.
9.
You can't do that.
So
our whole fan base is going to call him at the same time.
God, wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, so that's why I think you should call.
Maybe.
702-966-0303. And leave Prophet Yahweh a message and let him know that you heard of him through spankwagon.net.
I'm going to sue your ass.
That's all we need.
Hey, man.
Prank callers saying,
are you afraid? Are you afraid Prophet Yahweh will call down a UFO to smite you? Is that your fear of extraterrestrials?
No, well, I don't know.
That somehow, like, maybe it'll be an anal probe that'll be, you know, the whirlwind you reap?
I don't know. Maybe. Coward. Maybe.
Cowardice.
Down comes UFOs after Trencher. You see that fucking UFO, man? It's been following me.
I'm not Ray Liotta.
Yeah,
Ray Liotta, they're following me.
Why, my eyes bloodshot?
All right. So, we got the Prophet Yahweh and socialized Medicare. How have you been, Jay? Aside from buying your toys.
I've been super. You know.
Coming in all Hollywood looking like the fucking Rock, bringing out an iPod. trying to be trendy. One thing I remember hearing, and I think someone mentioned it in the chat room, white earbuds. If people see white earbuds, they kind of know you have an iPod.
Yeah.
So they've been more inclined to pickpocket you and snatch them.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
I don't wear white earbuds.
You don't.
Hey, look, they don't snatch iPods from 6'2" guys with long legs. Okay, because usually they could get chased down.
Oh, come on, that's just making assumptions. They could snatch it from anybody. What happens if that guy was 6'3" and a longer legs? And why the fuck are you interested in men's legs anyway?
I don't know. It's what turns me on. What's your difference?
You're like,
what's your point?
Long legs and an iPod. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, get over here.
You were so lucky. I don't have legs right now. Or it's raining.
You don't
men
have
by
legs?
The wedding girls.
He doesn't have legs.
Yeah, I'm a fucking
you
cripple.
You ain't got no legs.
By the way, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online on our home site, spankwagon.net, or the wonderful syndicate of your choice.
Which can be anyone.
Diggs, let us know when you have them on. If you do have them on,
we
want to
know.
If you have it on Monday, let us know, or whenever you're going to have them on. We'll definitely pimp it out for our listeners to tune into.
I'd love to like show up in the studio and be there on that call.
Well, if he's in Vegas, why not get him in studio? I'd love to be there in studio.
You
want to
do it?
You
want to go find Prophet Yahweh?
Okay.
All right, let's go find him.
Is it the same place where JP is?
Yahweh!
Dude, first off, start up the Blue Angel Hotel.
Oh, man. You guys seen...
work your way up to the San Francisco...
Bruce Almighty. You know, Yahweh! You know.
Yeah.
That's yeah, but I don't think we're going to get Morgan Freeman to show up for us, you know?
Oh, now brown cow. Morgan Freeman.
Easy reader.
Morgan Freeman. He's like the Negro Kevin Costner.
How so?
Same guy, same role, different movie.
Yeah, I get it now.
Exactly.
All right. By the way, Diggs from In Studio.
Ooh!
I may have to take lunch.
Yahweh will grace Flying J's...
So Jay, where you're sitting, Yahweh will sit there.
Aren't you, like, impressed?
I'll be sure to leave him a present.
I'm sure Diggs wanted to hear that.
Milk, lemonade.
Around the corner, Yahweh's made.
All right. So we'll say right now, dailynoise.com. Get studio information and how to listen in, and it'll be 11 o'clock on Monday morning is when they start their broadcast. That's Vegas time, so definitely going to have to tune into this one because, you know, everybody loves crackpot fundamentalist religion. Just saying.
Everyone does, that's true.
You saw this going?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Oh,
oops.
Jesus. I thought you had something else ready to go.
No,
and I'm
like,
voice of Tony the Tiger dies.
Yeah,
the voice...
Yeah,
we're not
sad.
Doing. Yeah, we ain't doing any that celebrity. So,
well, if we were,
so
we could cover Eddie Albert. You know, you know,
he died
99 years old. If we were doing Dead Celebrity, we'd be like doing Amazing Grace right now or something. I'm just saying, you know, if Dead Celebrity still existed,
but it doesn't.
I know Dead Celebrity is like one of those dead bits. Why would we even try to bring it back to talk about Eddie Albert?
I don't know.
Ooh, it's the ghost of Dead Celebrity.
Eddie Albert and the fact that, you know, 99 years old, supported Arbor Day Foundation. You know, we wouldn't talk about Eddie Albert, and we wouldn't even talk about the days he did, what, Green Acres? Who's going to talk about Eddie Albert doing Green Acres, really? And is that really worth a Dead Celebrity of the Week?
Well, Eddie Albert, 99.
I mean, why would we bother?
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't understand why we would even try. It's just me, though.
You know, but Tony the Tiger, let's give him something happy.
Yeah, Tony the Tiger, the voice of Tony the Tiger, did other voiceover work, lived to be 83 years old. 93.
I'm dead.
93 years old, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, Tony the Tiger, 93 years old, dead.
Just saying.
We barely
not the only one who would have been a Dead Celebrity of the Wii.
Not that we did anymore.
Not that we do Dead Celebrity of the Week anymore at all. I mean, it's just a dumb. It's just a dumb thing we just stopped doing.
How about we change it to
Dead Celebrity Whenever?
We wish we were. Or
we did that once.
Dead Celebrity Whenever instead of the week.
Or Celebrities We Wish We Were Dead. So
we've done that. We've done that.
Yeah. We did that once. Yeah.
By the way,
what do you want to do? Give like pre-hominous fucking memorial services?
I don't know. Yeah. We could really cover a whole show of that.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. The Robin career, Williams will die soon.
The career of Kiss is dead soon. After their 20th tour of Farewell Tour. Just saying. So,
anyways.
I didn't have Kiss on here.
So, what's going on with you guys?
Not much.
You know what? Been a good week for me.
Big
Good week?
Been a good week for
better
me.
Better than average?
Better than average.
Wow.
You know, better, very, very much better than average. So I know Claude here raided my garage yesterday and had to do oil changes. Of course, half the oil ended up on my driveway.
Not half of it.
Which half?
A little kitty litter, you know.
Actually, cleaner and abrasive.
All right.
My driveway has more divots than some than Edward James
than
almost in space.
I was just going to say a blind man's golf course, but you had to play the race card.
Just put
what
little
that?
Of,
no.
Put a little
I'm not playing
the
race card. Edward James almost has a classic case of, like, just divot face.
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
You know, I don't care who he is in the sense of ethnicity.
You were so PC, you immediately had to defend that.
Hell yeah, I'm so PC.
You could just go, what the hell does that have to do with anything?
Well, that would be the easy way.
The man has you trained.
Maybe so. Maybe so. Want to leak? Never mind.
Sorry, I'm laughing at my own joke still.
He's so funny.
Yes, I am. So, Flying J, you're having a good week?
I am.
Of course.
Indeed.
It's always good to see Flying J's getting along on his own right there. A little theme music for Flying J.
Oh.
Because you got tired of hearing Mandy and Lonely. Okay, you're just like jamming out. Okay, you killed Joe.
He's enjoying it too much. I think both of us were.
You know, I ain't gonna lie. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, some horrible fucking accidents here in town.
Oh?
Heard about the guy who had a run-in with the fucking pickup truck. Or a pickup truck had a run-in with a double trailer rock hauler. Ripped the truck in half.
Nice.
Ripped the pickup truck in half.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, good.
That's some very nasty fucking accidents. Actually, Wednesday on the way home, it took them 2 minutes to explain all the valley-wide accidents out here.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, you know, actually it was said that if drivers were to retake their written test,
they'd fail.
Several would fail. Actually, the percentage of passing was like only about 20 or 30%.
God.
And they said it was actually worse towards the East Coast. People in Boston, you know, classic bad drivers.
Massholes.
M-A-S-S holes, you know.
Ah.
Boston, New York, Connecticut area would fail the test more frequently than people in Washington State or Oregon State. They say that as, you know, it's not really East-West thing. It's just those states seem to come up as the worst, and those others come up as best.
Dumber, smarter thing.
I can tell you right now, back there, I don't blame them, though, because they have some shitty highways.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
designs are horrible.
Dude, we think we have it bad with Spaghetti Bowl, and we don't have it that bad at all.
I know. No, we have the Spaghetti Bowl. They called it the Henderson Spaghetti Bowl, but I guess Henderson wants to maintain its own identity, so now they want to call themselves the Pretzel.
Yeah, actually, I heard it on the news. Henderson Pretzel is what they wanted to call it next, so.
Man, you know what? Look, the traffic sucks here, okay? I'm sorry. It does. And it's only going to get worse. When they say within the next 10 years, the population's going to double,
yes.
Okay? And you're looking
God.
At the traffic the way that it is
well,
now, we're fucking all
okay,
doomed.
Okay, look. The problem with traffic, the yes. problem with traffic is this city cannot
word
establish
Mexican drivers.
Yeah, no, Californian.
Mexican.
Mexican.
Okay.
Fucking circus clown going 25 miles in a 40 mile an hour.
Yeah, with 40 fucking
dude,
people in
okay.
one like Beetle, dude.
Guys, I told Claude this a couple weeks ago. I was on the 15 now. Here in Vegas, the 95 takes you to into the Spaghetti Bowl. And I need to exit off on the street to get to work. Well, there's two exits right before that. One that takes you on 15 North, the other takes you 15 South, and the other one is just exits to surface streets. Okay. So I first have a car cut me off way, way, way down the road, more closer to my house. They cut me right off. I'm like, okay, fine. They had to get in my lane. That bad. No big deal. I'm okay. I'll maintain my distance. They're shitty drivers. Fuck you. Turn on my stereo.
Come on.
So as I'm going, and as I keep going, down the road, exit one. Oh, hey, there's the L.A. exit. Okay, they, you know, everybody exits the L.A. exit, so
yes.
I know that's a bad exit, so I know now I can get over into the right-hand lane because now mm-hmm. all the idiots are gone. The rest are pretty much normal people leaving, going to the Utah exit, as we'll call it.
Yes.
Well, this person who cut me off previously somehow ended up behind me and beside me again.
Wow.
I don't know how. But what happened was is they came to a dead fucking stop as they cut me off in the middle of the fucking freeway again.
Dude, I saw some shit just like that 2 weeks
dead
ago.
Dead fucking middle of the freeway. Only thing I could do at this point, hit the horn. I mean, I'm just plastering the horn. I'm not, like, fingering anybody. I have to worry about driving, so I got one hand on the shift, the other hand on the steering wheel with the thumb on the horn.
Yeah.
I am pissed. This same person just cut my shit off again and made me come to a dead stop on the freeway. You don't make me come to a dead stop on the freeway. So what happens? I get flipped off. Wow. Because I honked at them because their dumbass couldn't understand this is an exit lane. This is not where you come to a dead fucking stop. They were from Illinois, too, by the way, just for record. Because I memorized that plate for about an hour.
Jesus.
I had enough time. I was stopped in the middle of the freeway. Just saying.
Early in the morning, Trigger prepares for work.
Early in the morning is noon, bitch.
Ah. I used to listen to this every day on my way to work in the DeLorean, dude. I was Kowalski going to work. I was like, yeah, going down Spring Mountain and shit in the school zone.
Watch out for bulldozers.
Watch constructions there, too. Yeah,
watch Vanishing Point. You'll understand the meaning of this. So anyhow. But yeah, I mean, people here cannot drive.
It's getting bad. The population bomb is like...
You know what? Where
nuclear.
Okay, first thing we're doing here, we're here in Vegas, is we're adding condominiums. Not apartment complexes.
Condominiums.
No. Condominiums. Skyrise condominiums. They don't want to call them apartment complexes, so that way people can buy the condominiums as homes and turn around and rent them out as timeshares. Now, they're saying another problem that we could experience here in Vegas with all these people living vertically is the pollution and all that normal shit that's going to be associated with a city. But now they're also saying that it's very likely that because Vegas has crazy shit fucking zoning issues, such as when I lived over in Decatur and Sahara, and here in town, and you can look this up, Decatur and Sahara in Las Vegas, you have on one corner a gas station, on another corner a strip mall, on another corner another strip mall,
yeah.
And on the third corner a dealership, okay? That was it. You go down a half a block, you go right, you go down to my old apartments.
Yep.
Oh, they were condos, but, you know, don't get me started on those. Well, nice. Anywho. So you go down, and behind the dealership is a horse ranch.
Yeah.
On the other side of the horse ranch is another dealership. Zoning here in Las Vegas sucks. Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen? Are these condominiums are going to take advantage of this screwy zoning. And you will have house.
Skyscraper.
House.
Which looks fucking stupid.
It's going to look like a fucking, you know, cancer cell right there in the middle
like
of a
residential
neighborhood.
Downtown blew up and you have like shrapnel skyscrapers.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the problems. I mean, sure, this city sucks. We don't have a reliable source of mass communication.
What are you talking about, man?
Reliable
source. We're going to
have VoIP. Let's not get started on that. Yeah. No, I'm talking about mass. Did I say mass communication? I meant mass transit. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm getting my shit
We have
confused.
Mass transit. We have cat buses. You got to walk about 4 or 5 blocks to get to.
Yeah, we have cat buses. Now, Vegas here, if you don't have never seen Vegas, when you think of one intersection to the next intersection, let's again stick with Decatur and Sahara, and let's go ahead and head east. The next intersection is Decatur and Arville, 1 mile away. A mile. Do you know that 12 actual city blocks equals 1 mile?
Yeah. Really?
So what happens here is if you want to catch a bus, you catch a bus right after a light, or you walk a mile down and catch the bus there.
So the last time you rode a bus?
2 years. 3 years ago now.
Okay. Why?
I had no vehicle. I actually only had one vehicle, and I used the bus to get to work.
Really?
I used mass transportation, yes.
I did not know that.
Yes. It cost $1.25 over a full year. It cost me $260.
Wow.
So it costed for 1 year a whole car payment.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Anywho.
He's been on a bus before, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so
any bus in Las Vegas
any bus
right
in
now.
Vegas yeah. right now. Now, another funny thing. They, you know, Vegas tries other alternate forms of transportation. To get people off of the strip, they put up the monorail. The problem with the monorail...
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work for more than a month at a time. You know, it'll break down. Another problem with the monorail. The monorail is supposed to bring traffic to the strip. But they put the monorail about a mile and a half behind all the hotels. Not literally, figuratively speaking, about two blocks behind the
hotels. One of our listeners calls you out. Vert says, heh, Trencher had a vehicle and preferred to ride the bus.
Oh.
No, we only had the one vehicle. When I moved out here, right before I moved out here, my Neon blew up. It
Your
quit.
Neon?
Not Neon, Strata. Getting all my fucking cars confused. My Shadow quit running. We only had the Stratus, and the wife used that to get to work.
Hmm.
I rode the bus because the bus picked me up a block from my house and dropped me off right in front of my work.
Okay.
I got lucky.
How long did it take?
Fucking hour and a half.
That fucking sucks.
Sahara Decatur to MLK.
Yeah,
fuck.
And that's...
Yeah, 105,
that's
dude.
Like 40 minutes in a car.
Yeah, no, that's 20 minutes in a car.
I used to take 105, like, in front of work, the same one, the same stop he used to get off at.
Uh-huh.
I used to have to take that one to get on, and I had to ride that shit to the end of the line. And what was horrible, what made my ride so long was, I had to go through the loop to get close to my house, and that was a fucking 45-minute delay while the bus driver took lunch.
Yeah. Bullshit.
So, yeah, that, you know, totally sucks ass. Now, the trick is, you know, in town, well, I shouldn't say the trick, but the mass communication, again, with that fucked up word, mass transit here, they tried the monorail to get Vegas tourists. But the problem is, first off, the monorail's behind all the casinos on the east side of the strip. And you have to walk quite a ways to get to the casinos. It's not...
Right.
It's, and you see all these signs of the casinos.
Well,
monorail.
Harrah's goes right up behind it. Or the monorail goes right up behind Harrah's.
Nope.
Yeah. Flamingo.
No, it does not.
You
no,
sure? It does.
I thought it does.
I'm pretty sure it
I've
does.
Been on the monorail.
No, I'm... Damn.
Matter of fact, I know we got off at Harrah's because we were going to go grab some food there because we thought they had a really good cafe, which closed.
Because I could swore the monorail cuts through and...
The monorail does not cut through anywhere. The worst is the worst. The convention center is probably the closest you're going to get. Man. The other one that's close is the Hilton. It's right there on site. Everywhere else you got to walk. Hmm. Okay. And then in North Vegas, which by the way,
another one rides monorail.
Yeah, really. In North Vegas, they have what's called the Max line. Now, these are French buses that everybody pissed off at.
Because they will purchase from the French.
Oh, yeah. While we were doing the whole Freedom Fry bullshit.
Freedom Fries, man. They're taking our fucking fried food.
So, anyhow, the Max buses are these buses that follow a painted white line, which anybody knows anything about Vegas, you can't paint the streets here. It will... disappear.
Matter of
it
fact,
it bakes off and
typically they have used vinyl now.
Yeah, they use vinyl, and even vinyl doesn't say. There's times where vinyl, like the stripes on the street, look like someone folded laundry.
Yeah,
because
it's fucking bad,
yeah,
dude.
Because it gets so fucking hot, it sticks to tires instead of the street. So this Max bus with all these really new up to date terminals and bus stops, mm-hmm. which are have like the anti bum sleeping benches, you know,
oh,
these multi leveled benches, so no bums can go. Oh, this looks comfortable. Crank.
Right.
Basically, this is the only alternative, but they only run it on LVB and only in North Vegas,
yep.
Nowhere near where people actually need to ride it.
I
the only people that ride those, the only people who ride those, the maids, because then they get